And we're holding on Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph, the sixth line. We started discussing yesterday. Now, our Mishnah had told us that there were a few different kinds of shavuos for which a person would be chayav a korban. You have shavua l'shahaba, you have shavua l'haba, for example, sha'oichal v'shalay oichal. He swears that I will eat and he doesn't, or he swears that I won't eat and he does. And then we also had two l'sha'avar, where he swears I did eat and he didn't, or I didn't eat and he did. So we were discussing. Now the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to do a shvuas shav, a useless shvua, and you're also not allowed to do a shvuas sheker, a false shvua. So which is which? So we said that Rav Dimi had stated in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the definitions are when it's something in the future and then he doesn't do it. He says I will eat and then he doesn't. Then that's called a shvuas sheker. And Hashem tells us, "Why is shavu b'shmi l'shaker? Don't swear in my name falsely." On the other hand, if it was a shvua on the past, a l'sha'avar, where he says, I did eat, and he didn't, or vice versa, then Rav Dimi said it would be a shvuas shav, a useless shvua. And we went through a couple of different possible questions on it, and that's where we left off. So now the Gemara continues. Ki also Rovin Amar Rabbi Yumi Amar Rabbi Bohu Amar Rabbi Yechanan. When Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, then he reported the other way around. But he had a longer chain. The name of Rabbi Yumi, who is in turn in the name of Rabbi Bohu, who in turn is in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. And we find that kind of thing throughout Shas, by the way, where Rav Dimi was used. The Seder was always now these Chachamim, Rav Dimi and Rovin would regularly travel back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, because you had to have some way of keeping the Chachamim in the two places in sync. One, when they're learning something in one place, they need to know about it in the other, and when a Chacham comes up with a Chiddush in one place, we need to know about it in the other, and so forth. So you had Chachamim, whose job was to travel back and forth regularly and report what they were doing in the one place to the other. So the Seder was always, Rav Dimi would come first, and later on, Rovin would come after him, which is why you had many times in the Gemara, when Rav Dimi came, he said such and such. And then later on, when Rovin came, he said such and such. So here we have, and many times Rovin's version of it would clarify or sometimes even contradict what Rav Dimi had said. So here's an example of that. So now Rovin is saying that Rav Yochanan said the other way around. Achalti v'achalti sheker, the other way around. When it was a shvua that he about the past, that he says I ate and he hadn't eaten, or vice versa, then that would be sheker, that would be a shvua sheker. V'azarase mi loisi shavu b'shmi l'shaker. And the warning is because the warning not to do it, but which can make him now chayev malchus if he did it b'mezid, or a korban if he did it b'shogig, would be because the Torah says don't swear in my name falsely. Oichal v'loi oichal. Actually, Rav Dimi had said like this. You had Rav Dimi had said that you have shvuas, you have shvuas sheker for you had shvuas sheker for the future, shvuas shav for the past, and then we had a third thing. We said Rav Dimi had said that if he's over on a neder, then he's over on lo yachal dvore, where the Torah tells us don't transgress. He shouldn't transgress his word. We talked about yesterday. Does that mean he says that lo yachal would apply only to nedarim? Does it mean that it applies to shvuas as well? But that's the only one that applies to nedarim. Anyway, so now Rovin is saying neither of them is a shvuas shav. So if he does a chalti, if he swore I ate and or did whatever and he hadn't, then that would be a shvuas sheker, because the Torah says don't swear falsely in my name, and that would be called sheker in the sense that once he said the shvuah, it was already a sheker, which necessarily has to be the shavar. Oichal v'loy oichal. On the other hand, if he swears I will eat and then he doesn't, then it's not a shvuas shav or a shvuas sheker, but then over v'loy yachal dvari. Then he's over because he's transgressing his word and he shouldn't have done that. But we can't call it a shvuas sheker or a shvuas shav because at the time he made the shvuah, it was neither. So Rovin says, what is the definition of shvuas shav? That would be nishvah l'shanas hayadur la'adam, when he wants to change something which is known to people. For example, Rashi says the examples of it from later on in the paddock are, for example, a person would swear about a man that this is a woman, or other examples like that, as we'll see later on. So that kind of thing is called a shvuas shav, because it's useless, because what good does it do? Everybody can look and see that this is a man. So different definitions than Rav Dimi had given. So he doesn't mention what happens when he doesn't mention what happens with neder, but Pashtus, he's not necessarily disagreeing with the point that a person is over on a neder, he's over on lo yachol dvarai, but he's saying that in addition there can also be lo yachol dvarai with shavuos, namely where he swears to do something and ends up not doing it, or vice versa. So, the Ritva takes out the words over here, Esa Yadua. So he says that the Nishva Lashanos, he just changes, he just swears to change something. Anyway. So the Gemara points out, Amar Papa, Hodra Babahu, this that was saying that Rababahu said this, we said Rovin and said it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who in turn said it in the name of Rababahu, who said it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the fact that we're saying Rababahu said it, La Vafedush Itmar, Elamiklola Itmar. Rababahu didn't say it explicitly, but we can deduce it from something that he said. The Gemara is going to go into a long thing over here from which it's going to eventually emerge that this is how it is, that Rabbo said something, gave an explanation from which we can deduce what we said before. Now, the Gemara sometimes will do that kind of thing and point out, in that case, the inference wasn't necessarily accurate. You're inferring from what Rabbo said that he would agree to the following statement and therefore that you can attribute the following statement to him, but the Gemara will sometimes point out not necessarily is that so. Other times the Gemara will ask Bakert, the Imikola Mai, so what if you're telling me it's Mikola? It's a very good inference and there's no reason we can't say that. Because we have to realize in general, a lot of times when the Gemara says that Reb Pliny said such and such, it doesn't mean he said those exact words, it means that he said something which paraphrased yields such and such. So sometimes the Gemara will point that out, that it's Mikvola, sometimes not, and sometimes the Gemara will point out that, in fact, if you look, that you tried to learn Mikvola, but actually you're making a mistake because you're inferring something that he hadn't actually said, because it's a special case or something, and other times not. Here actually the Ritva points out that it's not really the regular kind of lav v'fedush itmar ela mikola itmar. There's nothing wrong with this. There is actually nothing wrong with this inference. The reason why the Gemara points it out is it's not. It is more the Ritva says this is almost like one of those imikola mais. This is almost like so what if we learn imikola? There's no problem with it. It is true that Rabbo didn't say these exact words, but nevertheless, it is a valid inference from what he said. Let's go through a discussion and we'll see what Rabbo said and see how we can derive from it this point. So the Amr of Idiba Oven, Amr of Amram, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yechanan. So first we have a statement which doesn't even involve Rabbi Bahu, but Rabbi Bahu is later on going to come in and discuss a point about it. So we have as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Oimim Meshum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It starts off with that Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and then you have this chain of Amiroim reporting it. Kol loisa seshba Torah, when with all the loisa says in the Torah, where in general, as we learned in Makkos, a person does a loisa say he should be chayav Malkus, but the rule is that lav sheyesh v'maisa loikin olav, only if there is only if there was a maisa loikin olav, then he would get malchus for it. V'she'en b'maisa in loikin olav. In general, when a person does a loisa there and there's no maisa involved, then he doesn't get malchus. We had examples of it in Makkos. For example, a person leaves over meat from a korban past the time. There is an issur in the turtle. They see him in menu adbreaker, but the fact is it's a lav she'en b'maisa because he didn't do anything. He just passively left it over there. Anyway, so we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he does not get malchus for such a thing in general. Chutz, with the following exceptions. Min nishba, when a person swears falsely, umemar, and when he makes a tmura, which we have in this week's parasha a couple of times, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomiroi, so you're not allowed to make a tmura, you're not allowed to take an animal that was designated as a korban and try to change and take the kedusha off of it and put it onto another animal. So the Torah warns that you're not allowed to do that, and it says if you do, v'hoyohu smurasi yekodesh, both the original one and the substitute become kodesh. But in addition, we're saying also that a person would get malchus for doing such a thing, for making a smurah, or makalas chaveira b'shem. And the third example is if a person curses someone else using Hashem's name. So Rashi points out the Gemara in Tmura explains by all three of them why those are exceptions to the rule. Here the Gemara is just going to focus on the Shavua. The Gemara actually explains over there. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan ends up taking out the word umeimar because it's true that a tmura is only words, but the fact is it has a real effect in the world, in that v'hoyohu smurasi yekodesh, this point that the other animal gains kedusha and the first one still retains its kedusha. So we can't call that labsha in by maisa, in the sense there is an actual maisa that comes out of it. As far as nishba, the Gemara is going to deal over here, and as far as makalas chaver b'shem, the Gemara deals with tmura, the source where we know that a person curses somebody else in Hashem's name, he's chayav malchus. The Gemara discusses it over there, that we learn it from Pesukim and Parshas Kisavei. Anyway, Tosfos actually points out over here that there are, in fact, other examples where a person can be chayav malchus for something that's only verbal. Rabbi Yochanan himself mentions in Gemara in Bava Metzia that, for example, as far as chasima, we know the Torah tells us, like, sasim sherbedishoy, you're not allowed to muzzle an ox or any other animal while it's threshing the grain for you. As we learned in Bava Metzia, all about the dinim of how you're not allowed to. And now let's say the person just yelled at the animal to get it to stop eating. That's called chosma b'koil, and still we would say akimas piv havi ma'isa, moving his lips is considered a ma'isa, and he's chayav malchus for that. So Tosfos again says that it's the same way as with Neymar, we're saying that he's chayav malchus because it has a real world effect. So it would be also with this, because here it has also a real world effect in that now the animal is not eating. So therefore it can't be considered a lavsha in be ma'isa. There is in fact a ma'isa involved. Tosfos goes on to point out, another example is Megadef, where a person curses Hashem. Another example is Adam Zimmerman. Megadef is something else, actually. In fact, it does say that's not considered a Maisa, but in any case, Tosfos points out, you have Adam Zimmerman, you have the Motzi Shemra, the husband and his wife. Those also, there's no Maisa involved, it's only speaking, and he's still Chayav Malchus for them. Tosfos says, first of all, it says Malchus by them explicitly in the Torah, by each one of them, so therefore that's not considered, so therefore we don't have to list them. We're listing only the ones that it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that he's Chayav Malchus, and yet he is, even though there's a lav shein ben maisa. Another possibility, Tosfos says, you know, every rule has exceptions, and this is one of them. Be that as it may, so we have Rabbi Yochanan is giving this list of things that a person is Chayav Malchus for, even though there's no maisa. Now, it's true that the Gemara goes on to, in Tmura, you have Rabbi Yochanan points out that really Meimer, after all, doesn't belong in the list. But in any case, the point is that we see that we start with saying that Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham quoting Rabbi Yehuda as saying and endorsing his opinion and agreeing that this would be the halacha, that a person generally does not get Malchus for a lav shein b'maisa, but Nishba, swearing falsely, is one of those exceptions. So first of all, let's figure out Nishba min Nolan. So first of all, now we haven't yet gotten to, after we go through this discussion, the first part of the discussion, then we're going to bring in what Rabbi Bohu says, and then we're going to demonstrate how, from what Rabbi Bohu says, we can infer what we said before, that he would say the definitions that we said before of Shavuos Shav, of Shavuos Sheker, and Lo Yachal Dvara and Shavuos Shav. Anyway, so first, Nishba Menolon, where do we know that if a person swears falsely, then he's Chayav Malchus, even though it's a Lav Shein Memaisa? So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Yechon, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechoy, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechoy. So Rab Yechon says, in the name of Rab Shimon, in the name of Rab Shimon Ben Yechoy, in the relevant Gemara in Tmura, instead it's, he says it in the name of Rab Yisrael Glili. But anyway, he says as follows. Omakra, the pasuk says, "Lo sises shem Hashem lekech alashav." Don't take the name of Hashem in vain. Kilo yinaka, because Hashem will not clean up anybody who uses his name in vain. So when it says lo yinake, Hashem will not clean up, as we mentioned yesterday in the Gemara, it means based in shomayla in menakenoi. So it means the based in shomayla are not going to cleanse him of his sin. Meaning, in other words, he may suffer yisurim, he may whatever, but that's not going to clean up his avera. Aval based in shomata malkenoi so or menakenoi so. But the based in shomata, the based in on earth, is responsible to give him malchus and thereby to clean him up. You have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether in fact the Malkus completely cleans him up. The Rambam holds that no, that even though he gets Malkus, he's still, the fact is he did a Chilul Hashem, and therefore he's still going to be punished min Hashemayim, on which the Radvaz explains that basically when a person swears falsely, shvuas shav, shvuas sheker, there's the actual shvua itself, and there's the Chilul Hashem, and based in Shalmata can't clean him up from the Chilul Hashem, they can only deal with the effects of the shvua, so therefore they're obligated to do that. But meanwhile, there's still going to be the punishment for Chilul Hashem. On the other hand, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, listen, we find that Mrs. Bastian are completely mechapa for the person, and Malkus is like a lesser form of Missa, so why shouldn't it? So therefore, the Ravid holds it would clean him up completely. Whatever the case, the point is, we're saying that the Bastian Shalmata is responsible to give him Malkus. Well, there we see, therefore, that the person does a false Shavua, a Shavua Shav, or a Shavua Shaker, then he's Chayav Malkus. But before we establish that, the Gemara says, "Amalei Rapapa Labaya." But Rapapa asks Abaya, "How do we know?" Duma Hochi Kamarachmana. Maybe when the Torah says Lo Yinake Hashem means Lo Yinake Klal, means Hashem will not cleanse him completely. Nobody's cleansing him. Not the base in Shomayla, not the base in Shomata. So Abaya answers, "No." Iksiv Kilo Yinake Kedkamre. But if it had just said Kilo Yinake, he will not cleanse, or Kilo Yinoke, if it would said he will not be cleansed, then yeah, Kedkamre, then it would mean what you said, that it means that he wouldn't be able to be cleansed at all. But since it says Hashtichtiv Kilo Yinaka Hashem, but now it says because Hashem will not cleanse, then therefore that means that Hashem Hudeinu Menaka, that Hashem himself will not cleanse him of Beis and Shamata Malkinose Menakinose, but Beis and Shamata does give him Malkus, and thereby they clean him up completely according to the David, partially according to the Rambam. So we see from that that yes, a person does a shvuas shav, then he's chayiv malchus. It's a lav shein b'maisa. The pasuk is implying that that's an exception to the rule. So, the Gemara continues, Ashkechon Shavuos Shav, fine, that covers the case of Shavuos Shav, because in the Aseres HaDibros, both times, in Yisra and in Rosh Hanan, it says, L'espisa Hashem Hashem Elakach Al Hashav, so therefore we understand, and it continues, Kilo Yinak Hashem, so therefore that refers to a Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Sheker Menolon, how do we know the same thing applies to a Shavuos Sheker, which also there's no Maisa in it, So now we have to figure that out. So Rabbi Yochanan Didei Omar. So now Rabbi Yochanan says on his own. Now the previous part that we said so far was Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and then we had a chain of Chachamim after Rabbi Yochanan quoting it down to us. Now Rabbi Yochanan himself comes up with the following svara to explain how we know that it applies to Shavuos Sheker as well, because Lashav Lashav Shtei Pa'amim, because twice in the pasuk it says Lashav. Lo Yisrael Hashem Hashem Elakecha Lashav Ki Lo Yinak Hashem Eser Hashem Yisrael Es Shmoi Lashav. So therefore, so it says twice shav in ena inyan the shvuas shav. Since you don't need the second one to tell us that he's chayiv malchus, as we just established from Kilo Yinak Hashem, since we don't need another one to tell us that he's chayiv malchus for a shvuas shav, because it says already, then instead tnei inyan the shvuas sheker, instead we can apply it to shvuas sheker. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan says. That's how we can learn that it applies to both. Now that we said that, Bahavi Bo Rababohu, now Rababohu was wondering about that, which is how we're going to bring in Rababohu and show that from what he says, we can infer that he would hold the definitions of Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker that we said before. So, Rababohu asks, Hai Shavuos Sheker Heichi Domi, what is the scenario over here with Shavuos Sheker that was saying that he would be Chayav Malchus? If we're talking about that he said a shvur that I won't eat and he ended up eating, the problem with that is lav sheyesh by ma'isehu. Obviously he's chayv malchus. There was a ma'ise. He said he's not gonna do something. He actually did it. He did something via dayim. He ate. Of course he's chayv malchus for it. You don't need a pasuk to tell us that he's chayv malchus. Ella, the Ella d'Amar Shvor sha'oichal v'loyochal, if it's the other way around, he swore that I will eat and he didn't eat. Now, the fact that Rav Abahu is, so far, it sounds like Rav Abahu is defining Shvor Sheker to be something in the future, which would be like Rav Dimi's definition that we learned previously on Chof Amud Beis. But once we get to the discussion, we'll see not so. Anyway. So you're going to tell me that we're talking about, he says a shavur that I will eat, and then he doesn't end up eating. So now we're saying that he's chayav malchus. The problem is, Rav Abahu says, hi, mi loike, would he in fact get malchus? V'ho itmar, we know we have a discussion, which we also had in Makkus. Shavur sha'ichol kiko zu ayoim, v'ova ayoim v'loi ocho. Person makes a shavur, I will eat this loaf of bread today, and he doesn't end up, and the whole day passed, and he hasn't eaten it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say he's not going to get malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ein Loike Mishum to have a lav shein memaisa. This is a lav shein memaisa. He didn't eat it, which means he just sat there and didn't do anything, and therefore a lav shein memaisa Ein Loike Nolav, and he can't get malchus for a lav shein memaisa. So not like we said before that we said before that a Shvor Sheker would involve malchus. Here we're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't involve malchus because it's a lav shein memaisa, and it's not one of the ones that we had in the list before that said that a person does get malchus for lav shein memaisa. When we said nishba, we didn't mean this kind of shvor. But Shlokish Omar. And like that, Shlokish gives a different reason why he doesn't get malchus. He says there's no problem with it being a lav shein memaisa, but the problem is mishum to have a hasra suffet. The problem is that the whole hasra that they give him, which can be mechayev and malchus, is a suffet. Namely, in other words, because throughout the day they can be warning him. They can warn him in the middle of the day. Let's say you have to eat that bread by the end of the day, and if not, you're going to be chayv malchus. And he could answer back, "What do you mean? I have plenty of time." And then when they warn him, they have to warn him tuch kedei dibur. And each time they warn him, he can still say, I still have plenty of time, therefore the hasra is ineffective, and eventually you get to the end of the day when there's just enough time to eat it, and then at that point the hasra would be valid. There's just enough time for there to be the hasra, and then for him to eat it, but it's very hard to time it that we should be able to get in the hasra at exactly that moment. And if it's too late, if we give him the hasra too late, then it's not valid, because at that point there's no time left in the day for him to eat it. So therefore, Rosh Lakish calls it Asura Suffolk, Asura Suffolk, Loishma Asura, and Asura Suffolk, Rosh Lakish holds, is not a valid Asura. So as we worked out in Makkos in detail, Rosh Lakish doesn't have a problem with it being a lav shein memaisa, but he has a problem with Asura Suffolk and says that that's no good, and Rabbi Yochanan says the other way around. The point is, in other words, Rav Abahu says, so if you're going to tell me that we're talking about a Shvor Sheker, if it's defined as something in the future, then there doesn't seem to be any way to be Mechayev and Malchus, because on one grounds or the other, whether on the grounds of Lav Shein Memaisa or on the grounds of Asra Safek, how are we giving him Malchus? There, Omer Rav Abahu, answer Rav Abahu explains, Tehei be'achalti v'loyachalti. You know what? You have to understand that the Shvor Sheker that we were talking about, where Rabbi Yochanan has to learn it from the fact that it says twice in the Pasuk Lashav, and one of them were saying, instead of Lashav is going on Lasheker, we're going to have to say that what is the case of the Shvor Sheker for which he's going to be Chayav Malchus would have to be not on the future, but rather on the past. Be'achalti v'loyachalti. He says, I ate, and he hadn't eaten, or the other way around. So now there's no maisa involved. He just said what he had done or hadn't done, and therefore said there's no maisa, and nevertheless he's chayav malchus. Well, the maishna, so why is that different? Taka, why is he chayav malchus in that case if it's a lav shein memaisa? Why should it be an exception to the rules? So Amar Rava befedush ribsa Torah shavuos sheker doimel l'shalv, because the Torah clearly the Torah explicitly states that a shavuos sheker is like a shavuos shalv. Because again we have the twice where it says l'shalv, and one of them Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it applies to a shavuos sheker. So therefore mashav, so mashav l'shalv or af sheker nami l'shalv. The same way as a shavuos shalv means that it was in the past. As soon as he said the shavuah, it was l'shalv, because he said. Because again, like we said before about a shavuah, a shvua, for example, l'shanas as a yadua, to change what's known. This man is actually a woman, or this pillar of stone is actually gold, or whatever. So the same way over here, he's swearing on something that he had done, and he hadn't at the time, so therefore already at the time, it's a shvua shav. And just so therefore, just like a shav, is l'shava af shekher nami l'shava, the same way a shvua shekher has to be something on the past. So therefore, it comes out from this whole discussion that Abba Bohu evidently holds that a Shavuos Sheker is something lahabba, where he says, or the other way around, rather, that Abba Bohu is saying that it's a Shavuah in the past, a Chalti, and Loya Chalti is what's called a Shavuos Sheker. So, Shavuos Shav L'Sha'ava, Rava is explaining, is, in other words, that's, for example, when he's, not about what I did in the past, but yeah, when he says, this man is a woman, that's a Shavuos Shav, because already at the time, it's known that this is a man. And that's Shavuos Shav. And the same way, Shavuos Sheker has to be L'Sha'ava, means that he says, I ate, and I did, and he hadn't eaten, or the other way around. Therefore, we see from this whole discussion that Rabba Bohu holds that that is the definition of Shavuos Sheker. So that bears out what we said before, that Ravin had quoted in the name of Rabbi Yumi, in turn in the name of Rabba Bohu, in turn in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that a Shavuos Sheker is where he swears that he had done something and he hadn't done it, or vice versa, that is the definition of Shavuos Sheker. So therefore, so we can infer from what Rabbi Bohu says that in fact he holds of those definitions. So again, we said before that the Ritva says the Gemara is not, when the Gemara said lots of fetish itmar or the mekola itmar. In fact, this is not one of those cases where we're saying because of that means that it's not a good inference. In fact, it is a very good inference. It is, we can indeed derive from what Rabbi Bohu says that this is how it is. However, the Gemara just wanted to point out that Rabbi Bohu didn't actually say the words that Achalti and Lo Achalti is Sheker. On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer actually says that maybe actually the Gemara might be implying that it's not really such a valid inference. What are we saying? We're saying that we know the definition of Shavuos Sheker because we're saying we're comparing it to Shavuos Shav. But all we're saying is that a Shavuos Shav is something with Sha'avar, and therefore Shavuos Sheker also has to be the Sha'avar, that wouldn't necessarily prevent him from holding like Rav Dimi, who says that Ochalti and Lo Yochalti is a Shavuos Shav, and therefore that a Shavuos Sheker would also be something that would also be something in the past. So the Gemara didn't bother mentioning that, says the Chassam Sofer, but nevertheless we could infer from that. So not necessarily is it valid to say that Rabbi Bohu would actually necessarily hold that Shavuos Sheker is Davka Ochalti V'loy Ochalti. Maybe indeed he would hold that such a thing is also included in Shavuos Shav. And in fact, in the end, when the Rambam brings these halachas, he does say that both L'Sha'over and L'Haba are both included in L'Sha'over B'Shemin L'Shoker, meaning, in other words, that the term Shavuos Sheker does include both of them. And therefore, when they're going to give him Malkus, it means they have to have warned him with the proper thing. They have to have warned him, don't do a Shavuos Sheker. So in the case of L'Sha'avar, we said that they can do that. In the case of L'Haba, we said they can't really give him Hasra, because it would be Hasra Suffolk, or because the Lav Shein Memaisa, as the case may be. So that's where we're getting that Rabbi Bohu said this, and again, according to the Ritva, it is a very good inference, and according to the Chassam Sofer, Fakir Tifna. Now that we have this whole discussion, now, Esver, Rabbi Yumi, Rabbi Bohu, so now Rabbi Yumi says to Rabbi Bohu, I have a contradiction to you. So you're telling me then that the only way to say that a person is chayev malchus for a Shavuos Sheker would be in the past a chalti or lo yachalti. Well, the Mishnah later on in our perek says, if a person says shvur shalai oichok kikarzu, he says a shvur that I won't eat this loaf of bread, and he repeats shvur shalai achlena, and he repeats several times a shvur that I won't eat it. Then when he eats it, ene chayiv ela achas, then he's chayiv only one malchus, because one thing we're going to learn further on in the perek is that unlike nedarim, where a neder can be chal on top of another neder, a shvur cannot be chal on top of another shvur. We talked about yesterday that the official difference between a neder and a shvur is a neder is on the object making it usur, and a shvur is on the person making himself bound to or usur to do a certain thing. So once he says a shvur, let's say that in this case that I won't eat this bread, then already it's called mushva va'oimed. He's already besworn from Har Sinai to not violate his word, and therefore he doesn't have the ability to make another shvur to not do the same thing again. That second shvur is ineffective. Because he's already bound not to do that. So therefore, so the Mishnah says he's chayav only one malchus, and the Mishnah continues, Zui shvuas bitui shechayav na zdoina matas fashir gasa korban erlevi yerdin. This is the kind of shvuas bitui where if a person does it b'mezin, he's chayav malchus, and if he does it b'shevi, then he's bringing a korban erlevi yerdin. So now, Rabbi Yumia says, Zuhi l'mu'uti mai, when the Mishnah says this is, well, as opposed to what? Lav l'mo'uti achalti v'lo achalti. Deloy loki. Wouldn't the Mishnah be coming with those words zuhi to exclude the case of achalti v'lo achalti, the case where he's swearing that I did eat and he hadn't, or vice versa, and the Mishnah is implying that he does. Deloy loki. He doesn't get malchus for that. So you're telling me, Rabbi Bohu, the case where he would be chayev malchus for a shvuas sheker is where it's a shvur in the past, and it turns out that it wasn't the way he had said, but from that influence from the Mishnah, from the word zuhi, would imply not so. He doesn't get malchus for that. And Rabbi Bohu answers, loy, no. That's not what the Mishnah is coming to exclude. L'mo'oti achalti v'loy achalti mikorban. All the Mishnah is saying is that if it were to be a case of achalti or loy achalti, then he would be potter from a korban. Namely, when the Mishnah says zuhi, if he had made a shvur that I did eat, and it turns out he hadn't, and it wasn't deliberately he swore falsely, but rather he was mistaken, he thought that he had eaten and really he hadn't, or vice versa. So then he's not chayav korban or the beyerded. Aval achalti v'loy achalti loy. But in other words, the Mishnah would be saying, when he says, Oich achalti, v'loy achalti, so when he says, Oichal, he says, I will eat, and then he forgets and doesn't eat, or vice versa, then he would be chayav korban erlevi yerdin. Aval achalti, v'loy achalti loy, but if he swears, I did eat, and he hadn't, or vice versa, then no, he wouldn't be chayav the korban. Namely, then that Mishnah later in the Perek would be like the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Dama ein chayev korban, ein chayev el ala osad lover. Rabbi Shmuel says a person is chayev korban only for a shvur on the future, for reasons that we'll learn later in the Perek. This that we said in the Mishnah, shvur shayim shein arba, that this is the two which are four, because you have the two for the future, I will eat or I won't eat, which is called lahorai lahetiv in the pasuk. Or, and then we said from that we can be marba also ones in the past, I did eat and I didn't eat. We said that would be only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and says there's no korban for a shvur on the past, only for the future. Aval milka loki, but Rabbi Shmuel may well say that he is chayav malchus. So the zuhi in the Mishnah is just coming to tell us that not in all those cases is there a chiyuv of korban, but a chiyuv of malchus there would be regardless. So therefore I'm not bothered by that Mishnah, and you're saying that it means he doesn't get malchus, because in fact he would get malchus in the case of a chalti v'loy a chalti. Well, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yirmiyah continues asking, Ema Sefer, well, look at the next part of the Mishnah, where it continues, Zuhi Shvur Shav, where the Mishnah continues, that a person swears something to change something which is known, he says about a stone pillar that it's made out of gold, etc. And the Mishnah says, Zuhi Shvur Shav, Shachayavan Azdoina Makas Vashagasa Potter, that is the kind of Shvur Shav, where a person does B'mezid, he's going to be Chayav Malkus, and if he does it, B'shoigig is Potter. So again, Zuhi L'mo'uti Mai, so what would that zuhi come into exclude? My lav l'mo'uti achalti v'loy achalti v'loy loki. Wouldn't it mean that in the case of achalti or loy achalti, then he wouldn't be chayav malchus? So in other words, and not like you're saying, that achalti and loy achalti is the case where he would be chayav malchus. And again, Rabbi Bohu answers loy. No, you don't have to learn the Mishnah that way. Zuhi, the zuhi comes to exclude as far as a korban. Zuhi daushigosa potami korban. That case of shvuas shav, where he swears about the stone pillar that it's gold, where if he does it b'shregeg, he truly thought that the thing is made out of gold, or he didn't know that such a shvur is also or whatever, then he'd be potter from a korban. Aval Achalti, Lo Achalti, but if he swears that I did eat and he hadn't, or Lo Achalti, I didn't eat and he did, Al Shigasa Chayav Korban, then he would be Chayav Korban for the shaking of that. Rabbi Akiva, he, namely that part of the Mishnah, would be like Rabbi Akiva, the Machayav L'Sha'ava Kalaba, where he says that for a shvur lahaba or lashavar, a person is chayav a korban. As we're going to learn later in the parak, he learns the psukim differently than Rabbi Shmuel. He's the one who holds that shvur is shayim shein arba, and therefore so he's chayav a korban regardless. But the question is whether he's chayav malchus, and Rabbi Akiva holds that. So by shvur shav, Rabbi Akiva will say, will agree that he's potter from a korban. But here we're talking about shvur bitui, about shvur sheker, and Rabbi Akiva is going to say he's chayav in a korban, whether it's lahaba or the Shavar. But the Mishnah, when it says Zuhi, just means that he doesn't get Malkus. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Ha'amat Reisha Rabbi Shmalhi. You just said before that when I asked you from the Reisha, from the Zuhi of the Reisha, and you told me it's like Rabbi Shmuel, and it's not, and you told me it's like Rabbi Shmuel, and it's saying Zuhi, as opposed to, in other words, there's a case of Achalti, Vloy Achalti, where he's potter from a korban. Now you're telling me that the second part is like Rabbi Akiva. Reish Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. The beginning of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shmuel, and the end is like Rabbi Akiva. How is that? So Rabbi Boho answers no. Kula Rabbi Akiva. No, the answer is the entire Mishnah would be like Rabbi Akiva, but we'll give a different answer as far as the Reisha. The Reisha lav the ma'uti achalti v'lo achalti mi korban. It's not coming to exclude achalti and lo achalti from korban. So fine, I gave an answer before that it meant that the zuhi just meant that achalti or lo achalti would be potter from a korban, but either way, achalti or lo achalti would be chayv malchus. And to make that work, we have to say that part was like Rabbi Shmuel. So now, fine, I'm changing my mind. It's not that part is like Rabbi Shmuel. El Mu'uti, the Zuhi of the Mishnah, is coming to exclude the case of Lav Shein Me'maisa that we were discussing before. Oichal V'loy Ochal, where he says, I will eat, and I didn't, and he ends up not eating. Mimalkus, that then he's potter from Malkus because Lav Shein Me'maisa, whether because Lav Shein Me'maisa, like we said before, according to Rabbi Yechanan, or because Asura Suffolk, according to the Shlokish, either way, the Mishnah is implying that in that case he'd be potter. That's the Zuhi is coming to exclude that. Have a korban mechayev, but a korban he will be chayev regardless, even if it was b'shogeg. So now we can say the entire Mishnah does go like Rabbi Akiva. In the first part, it's coming to exclude the case where he passively was violating the shvur, and the second part, because it's a lav shein me'maisa, because that's Rav Safik, and the second zuhi is coming to exclude. The second Zuhi is coming to exclude the case where he swears about something useless, for example, that the stone pillar was actually gold, where we're saying that he would be potter from a korban for it. But a chalti, or loyal chalti, he would be chayev for a korban, and the Mishnah is not addressing whether he's chayev malchus or not at all. So therefore, I can still say that a chalti, or loyal chalti, he would still be chayev malchus. Well then, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asks him, Maishna, so what's the difference when it comes to a shvur that I will eat and he doesn't end up eating? So where is the Mishnah implying, where do you see from the Mishnah that specifically the Zuhi comes to exclude that case? Maybe it is coming to exclude also the case of Achalti and Loi Oichal, and then it would be a question on you. Hagoy Sabat actually points out that, in other words, the question is, if you're telling me that the Mishnah is only excluding Oichal and Loi Ochal, where he swears I will eat, and he doesn't, and then we're saying if he doesn't eat by the end of the day, he's potter from Malkus because Lav Shein Me'maisa or whatever, maybe instead we would say that both parts are referring to Achalti and Loy Achalti. One part, the Zuhi, is coming to excluding from a korban, and the other one from Malkus. And then the question is back on you, Rabbi Bahu, how you would know that he is in fact Chayev Malkus for Achalti or Loy Achalti. So what's the difference? So Rabbi Bahu answers, Mistabra, because it's more logical to understand the Mishnah. koi b'labba, when the Mishnah is talking about shvu labba, oichal and loy oichal, mimayit labba. Then he's telling us a miut of something labba. We're talking about a shvu that I will do, that I will such and such. And he, in the end, he doesn't. So the, or vice versa, that it's more logical to say that we're excluding within that. So now, within that, if a person makes a shvu labba, and then the one type of shvu labba is with the lav shein b'maisa, then he's going to be potter for it from Malkus, and therefore it's more logical that that's what the Mishnah is doing. Telling us there is such a thing as a shvu labba, and if he's oiran, he's going to be chayv a korban, but he can't be chayv Malkus because lav shein b'maisa or whatever other reason. But you're going to tell me, would you say though that when the Tana is referring to the Shavuos Labba, that he's saying I will or I won't eat, that he's going to be giving a mute about something L'Sha'ovar and say that Achalti or Lo Achalti would not be Chayev Malkus? No, that's not logical, and therefore we have to understand that the Zuhi, when it comes to the one for the future, is just coming to be Mimayat and saying that there's a case with the future where he's not Chayev Malkus, namely where he said I will eat and he doesn't end up eating. But the Mishnah is not addressing at all the case of Ochalti and Lo Ochalti, and in fact you can say that Ochalti, if he says Ochalti and he hadn't, or he says Lo Ochalti and he had, then he would in fact be Chayev Malkus, and because we would call that a Shavuos Sheker, and we're saying because it said Lashov twice, and it says Lo Yinak Hashem, therefore we have to get Malkus for such a thing. That's according to Rashi. Tosfos has a somewhat different girsa over here, that the word, the expression in the Gemara, instead of Maishna, the girsa is a Maroisa. What did you see to learn, what do you see that makes you learn the Mishnah that way? And Tosfos says, Maroisa in the Gemara is not usually like that. If it just meant to flip it around, the Gemara would have said, V'neima Ipcha. So Tosfos instead brings the Maru Isa, means what makes you say that we should say that both, that all of it is according to Rabbi Akiva, and say that one part of it is talking about the Sha'ovar, and one part is talking, and one part is talking about the fact that he's potter from a korban, and the other one, and that both of them are talking about that he's potter from a korban. Maybe you would say that in fact all of it is like a bishmol, and you're going to say that both of them are to be mamayt, or chalti and loy chalti, one from a korban and the other one from the malchus. And Rabbi Bohu answers him, because when you're talking about a mission about the future, then you're not going to say that it's giving you a zuhi to exclude something from the past. For that matter, Tosfos says, if we understand the question and the answer that way, then Rabbi Bohu could have given an easier answer. In general, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. The stam mishnah, not so much the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but stam mishnah is usually like the mayor, which in turn is in the name of Rabbi Akiva, as we learned in Sanhedrin. And therefore, if you have a choice between saying that stam mishnais are like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva, better to say that it's like Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Bohu gives a better answer, that when the mishnah is talking about lahaba, it's not going to be telling us a mute on the shoulder. Okay. So fine. So that gets us through that whole discussion. So we see, in fact, that we have two different definitions of how we define Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker, and when the person is over on La Yachal Dvaray, and then we have the different opinions and the different discussions on that subject. In the end, again, the Rambam seems to say that both Lahabba and the Shavar are both called Shavuos Sheker. They're both included in the expression when the Torah says "l'shavu b'shmila shaker," means to include both of those, both whether he said I will do something and doesn't, or vice versa, or I did do something and didn't. All of those are in the category of Shavuos Sheker. Shavuos Shav again would be the one where he says a useless shavua, such as that this stone pillar is gold, or this man is a woman, or what have you. New discussion. The Mishnah had said, we said that if he had made a shvuah that I won't eat, and he ate kol shehu, then Rabbi Akiva says he's chayev, whereas the Chacham say he'd be chayev only if he ate a kezais. So the Mishnah had said that the Chacham asked Rabbi Akiva, where do you ever find a person is chayev for eating kol shehu? There's a concept elsewhere in Shas called Chatzi Shir, Osim in HaTorah, that when a person is not allowed to eat less than the Shir, less than a Kazayas, or the Trefus, or anything else, but nevertheless he's not Chayev Malkus or a Korban for it. So why all of a sudden over here are you saying that for any amount he's Chayev? And Rabbi Akiva answers them, Listen, where do you ever find that a person speaks, and because of that, he has to bring a korban, meaning, in other words, the fact that he violated his word, and then the fact is he did eat and violated his word, and was oran lo yachol dvaray, and therefore that was enough, that's enough to make him chayav a korban. Tosfos learns what Rabbi Akiva is saying, a little bit different. That because we see that a person can be chayav malchus just for saying something, that shows that it's more chomer, and therefore it means we can assume that he meant to include kol shehu. If he actually said kol shehu, then he's going to be chayav regardless, as we're going to talk about later on. But where he doesn't say, then the chachamim assume that he means the normal amount of what's considered eating elsewhere in the Torah, which is a kazayas, and Rabbi Akiva holds that it's that even less than a kazayas is considered important to him, even though he didn't spend. So the question is, now we learned in Makkos, and the Gemara is going to quote over here that Reb Shimon, actually we didn't learn this in Makkos. Yeah, we did learn this in Makkos, that Reb Shimon holds the whole concept of a shear does not necessarily apply as far as Malkus. When we say a person has to eat a kazayas to be chayav for such and such, we learned that Reb Shimon says that that's not true as far as Malkus. So the question is, Reb Akiva b'chol haTorah kula to Reb Shimon svirale, when it comes to the rest of the Torah, when it comes to all other Yisurin Shema Torah, does Reb Akiva agree with Reb Shimon that Machayev Mashahu, where Reb Shimon is Machayev and Malchus even for Mashahu, and he holds that the concept of that a person is Chayev only for a Kazayas would only be as far as the Korban. So does Reb Akiva hold that in general? And therefore he's applying that over here also. The Tanya, namely, we learn in a Braisa, Reb Shimon, I'm a Kol Shehu L'Makkos. Reb Shimon says that when it comes to Malkus, a person is chayev even if he ate Kol Shehu. Reb Shimon says the whole concept, the halacha l'moshe Sinai, that a person is chayev for only a kazayis would apply only if it was b'shoigig as far as a korban. Rabbi Akiva would be saying over here is, listen, in general, in the whole Torah, a person were to, for example, eat less than a kazayas of chaylev, he'd be chayav malchus. He would eat less than a kazayas of crushed up bugs, which we're going to talk later on about beria, is something else, but let's say, for example, that he'd also be chayav malchus. In this case, but usually he'd be potter from a korban, in this case of Shavua, then I'm saying he's chayav a korban as well. So is that what Rabbi Akiva is saying? And he's saying because after all we see, in other words, Rabbi Akiva would say, if we look at it that way, the definition of eating can mean even less than a kazayas. So now, therefore, when he says I won't eat, then that means that he's going to not eat even less than a kazayas. And if he does, then the fact is he violated his word. He was oran lo yachol dvaray, and therefore he has to now bring a korban. So is that the proper understanding of what Rabbi Akiva is saying? So therefore, if we look at it that way, then Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to argue only in our Mishnah. He could argue anywhere else in Shas, anywhere where we talk about that a person is chayav malchus for eating a kazayas. Rabbi Akiva, according to that way of looking at it, could jump in and say, you know what? No, he's chayav malchus even for less than that. The only reason the machlokas is presented only over here, to tell you how far the chachamim go, since the chachamim do agree that if he were to say beferish, if he were to make a shvur, I won't eat even less than a kazayas of this food. If you were to do that, there's no question that he would be chayev the korban. Stam nami chayev, you would think that maybe the chachamim would say that even if he didn't say less than a kazayas, he would also be chayev for less than a kazayas. Kamash mal under patri, and therefore we'd have to be told that they're patering him from a korban even in that case. So it would be a general machloikas in all areas of halacha, but over here we want to stress that even here the chachamim would say that he's potter from a korban unless he eats a kazayas. So is that the correct understanding of Rabbi Akiva? Or maybe Rabbi Akiva holds in general, like the Chachamim, that a person is chayav kazayis b'chelev or for shkotzim or amatzim or for any other of the kinds of isurim in the or any other kinds of isurim in the Torah. In general, a person would be chayav malchus only, or would be chayav malchus or a korban only for a kezias. So maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that in general that's true. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would say, here it's different. He has the ability to create an Isser himself by speaking, and therefore that Isser is strong enough to be Chalam even less than a Kazayas and be Mechayev him a Korban for that. But not necessarily would Rabbi Akiva hold that anywhere else in Shas where he doesn't create the Isser is already there for him. So what is it? Is Rabbi Akiva arguing only in this case, or is he arguing B'chol HaTorah Kula? So now, in this connection, actually, the Mishnah Melech has a long discussion in Hilchas Shavuos on this topic. He says, there's no question, you know, in general, with Nedarim and Shavuos, we have a general rule that says that the Nedarim, Holochach, Haloshim Ne'odim, when it comes to Nedarim and Shavuos, the definitions of things depend on the common way people call things, even if it's different than Loshen up to in the Torah. In Masech Nedarim, there's many examples of that where we define, where a person makes a Neder, such and such is also to me, and we have to define what exactly is included in such and such, and we say that it's defined according to Loshen Ne'odim, even if in the Torah we find other definitions. So there's no question in Loshen Ne'odim, people use the word Achila for Loshen Kazayas as well. The question is, so the Mishnah Melech explains that basically the question would boil down to when the person says, Shavur Shalai Oichal, a Shavur that I won't eat, does he mean the kind of eating as in the common definition, which is even less than a Kazayas, or does it mean that he's still only asking himself a Kazayas or more? In that case, actually, that would mean that the question would also be then, what about a Shavuot Sha'avar, where he's swearing about what he did in the past? Then you could argue that there might be a difference in that, because he was not making an Isra on himself. He's stating a fact, and therefore you could say that maybe in that case, then it would apply to even less than a Kazayas. The Rashash, the Tiferes Yisrael discuss that, and then discuss whether there would be a difference in that regard. In any case, the point is that now that's the question, are they arguing only in the case of Shavuos over here, or are they arguing in other cases, and are they arguing in other cases as well? Tosfos points out, by the way, again, we do have the concept of chatzi shir, osim min ha-torah, that a person is not allowed to eat even less than a shir, just that the Chachamim are saying, there's no malchus for it, there's only an iser. So that would also tie into this. The main issue is only on a kazayas, and only then is he chayav malchus, and therefore we can say that when he makes the shavua, he doesn't necessarily mean to ask for himself less than a kazayas. The Rambam actually holds he would be also to eat less than a kazayas, even if we say that he's not chayav malchus or a korban for it, because it would be chatzi shir. There are different rishonim disagree on that, and some of them say he would actually be able to eat less than a kazayas, because he said only, I won't eat a kazayas, and then I won't eat, which implies only to the Chachamim, a Kazayas, and therefore that would mean that if he eats less than that, it's not even considered Chatzishu. Anyway, so we have to understand again, so we have to understand what Rabbi Akiva holds. So the Gemara says, Toshma, well, let's try to prove as follows from our very Mishnah. The Omru Loi Rabbi Akiva, we said the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, where do you ever find that a person eats a kosher who is Chayev, and now you want to make him Chayev? And Rabbi Akiva answers them, and Rabbi Akiva answers them back that where do you ever find Medabro maybe Korban? You see, this is a special case. But the fact is, V'im Issa, if you're telling me Rabbi Akiva holds of this concept, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Leim Elohu, then he can answer them very simply. I'm not B'chol HaTorah Kula, to Rabbi Shimon Tzvi, because I hold throughout the whole Torah that a person is chayiv for even less than a shir. I hold when it comes to chaylev, and when it comes to shukatzim, and so on and so forth, also a person is chayiv for less than a kazayas. So what do you want from me? The fact that he doesn't give that answer implies that he doesn't hold of that B'chol HaTorah Kula. Well, the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof, because the Devarim did a bonan kamalahu, because what he's answering then may be according to their own shita. He might be implying like this, Livi D, as far as I'm concerned, b'chol ha-Torah kol ha-Kedem Shem and Tzvidalei, I hold that by other areas in the Torah as well, person eats chaylev, person eats dam, etc., he's going to be chayev malchus, or he's going to be chayev malchus or a korban for even less, he's going to be chayev malchus for even less than a kazayas. Only by a korban would we say that he needs a kazayas like what Reb Shimon says, and therefore over here I'm extending it to korban as well. the Dizchu, but according to you, fine, I understand you disagree with Reb Shimon and say that you always need a Kazayis. Oduli Mia, at least you should agree to me, Horel Mefarash Chayev, Stam Nami Chayev, given that by a Shavua is a unique thing, he's able to say, I swear not to eat even less than a Kazayis, and that creates an Isser, a full-fledged Isser on him, even less than a Kazayis, and therefore that even if he does Stam, he should also be Chayev, a Korban, for less than a Kazayis, and the Chum say, no, we still don't hold of that distinction. It is true of that equation, rather. It is true that if he were to say a Shavua that I won't eat less than a Kazayis, and he's over and eats less than a Kazayis, he would, in fact, be Chai of a Korban. But that doesn't mean that if he just says generically, I won't eat, and again, I won't eat can well be taken to mean I won't eat a Kazayis, and that if he violates that he should be Chai of a Korban, the Chum can say to Rabbi Akiva, not necessarily. But Rabbi Akiva's argument to them is not necessarily based on this principle that he should, in fact, be Potter from a Korban for less than a Kazayis. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would hold that a person is Chai of Malkus, and in this case also a Korban, even for less than a Kazayis. Okay, so the Gemara says fine. Fine. So the Gemara continues. Toshma. So fine. Let's try to bring another proof. A Mishnah says in the Sechta Nozir, Rabbi Akiva Oimer Nozir Shoshara Pite Bayayin. Now we have, of course, a Nozir is not allowed to drink wine or eat any grape product. So Rabbi Akiva says that if a Nozir soaks bread in wine, the Yeshva Kedelat Sadef Kazayis, if the total amount that you can combine together is a Kazayis. So in other words, you have part of the bread now has absorbed wine, part of it is not. If the whole piece of bread altogether is equal to a Kazayis, then Chayev, then he's Chayev Malkus. Part of the Kazayis he ate is not wine and is not even soaked with wine. Rabbi Akiva holds, when it comes to a Nazir, it's called Heter Mitzadef LeIsser, that you say that that Heter can combine with Isser to make up the entire, to make up the entire Kazayis. Actually you have a Machlokas within that, whether in fact in this case where only part of the bread was dipped into the wine, would all of the bread count? Rashi holds yes, Tosfos holds that no, that it would, all we mean is, in other words, that the bread itself, the entire piece of bread of the size of a Kazayis was soaked in wine, then therefore now it all combines together. But Tosfos holds that no, if part of the bread was not soaked in the wine, then the part that wasn't soaked doesn't count towards the Kazayis. In any case, the point is that Rabbi Akiva holds of a concept when it comes to Nazir called Heter Mitzadef LeIsser, that Heter can combine together with Isser to make up the Kazayis. The Isach Adaydach Ba'alma could Reb Shimon Svirulei, if Rabbi Akiva held in general, like Reb Shimon, that a person is Chayev Malkus for even less than a Kazayis, then Lomali with Sarif, then why do you need to combine? Even without that, he's still eating less than, a Kazayis, and nevertheless he'd be Chayev Malkus, because Reb Shimon says that he's Chayev Malkus for less than a Kazayis. And now, Tosfos points out the fact that he holds that there is the tziruf, he learns from a posit, but if he actually held like Reb Shimon, he'd use that posit for a different drasha. So therefore, that makes it very clear that Reb Akiva does not hold that a person would be Chayev Malkus for less than a Kazayis, and therefore by the Nazir, the only way you can Chayev him is only because of this special case of tziruf, only because of their hekim and stadaf leiser. Here was another proof that Rabbi Akiva does not hold in general that a person is Chayev Malkus for less than a Kazayis. Because, Tznan, we learn in a Mishnah, later in our perek, we'll learn it tomorrow, Bez Hashem, Shvur Shalot Oichal, if a person says a Shvur that I won't eat, V'ochon Nevelos Atrefus Shkotzim Ramasim, and he eats Nevelos Atrefus Shkotzim or Ramasim, things that are anyway Osim in Atorah, Chayev. Chayev, then he's chayev for the korban. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon says that he's Potter because he says a person is already mushba va'oimin be'har Sinai, he's already besworn from Har Sinai not to eat these things, and therefore his shvur to not eat them can have an effect. A shvur cannot be chal on a shvur like we talked about before. Now, in fact, when we have that Gemara, we discuss over there, Amai Chayev, why indeed would he be Chayev, according to the Chachamim, Mushba Behar Sinai, who, isn't he already besworn from Har Sinai not to eat Nevelos, so how could his Shur be able to be Chal on top of it? In fact, there's the point of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, and Achronim discuss, a number of Achronim discuss why does the Gemara have to mention specifically the point of Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua, and Mushba V'Omen Ahal Mehav Sinai, why don't you just say Ein Isur Chal Al Isur? So the Node of Yehuda explained that Ein Isur Chal Al Isur only applies to Isurim that are Omen Atoda. It doesn't apply to an Isur that a person creates for himself. Different point, Chanan Wasim and Kovitz Oris points out that a Shavuah in a way doesn't create an Isser. He's saying that it will happen or it won't happen as the case may be, and therefore that if he does differently, then it means that he lied. And like we talked about before extensively, it means he was over on Shavuah Sheker. So you can't really talk about Isser, Chalal Isser, but you could talk about that a Shavuah cannot be Chal on a Shavuah. And then, you have other points as well. The Avne Miluim talks about that it would be applied to a Shavua, but usually that the second Isser wouldn't necessarily cause him to get more Malkus. It just makes the Isser stronger. Over here, we want to say that the Shavua is not Chal on top of the Shavua at all, and therefore it doesn't strengthen it at all, and that means there's no extra Malkus, and there's a number of other Nafkaminas that he talks about within that. Okay. In any case, the point is that the question is, again, Reb Shimon is saying that he's potter because he's already been sworn from Har Sinai. Well, why are the Chachamim being Machai of him? It's true, he's already Mushba Omen Har Sinai. So the answer is Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan Da'amit Tarvayu. So Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan all give the following answer. Tarvayu really means the both of them, but that doesn't really belong over here because it's three of them. But in any case, all of them say the case would have to be Bekolo Dvarim HaMutarin Im Dvarim HaAsurin. The case would have to be where his Shavua includes things that are mutter together with things that are osur. Namely, he didn't say a Shavua that I won't eat Shkotzim or Masim. He said a Shavua that I won't eat. And included in that is Shkotzim or Masim. So he said generically, I won't eat, and therefore now we can talk about whether him eating shkotzim or a muslim is a violation of that Isser. So the Chachamim say yes, and Reb Shimon says even then not. The Rimi Gash actually learns differently. He learns that no, in fact, only if the person said loy oichal, then it would mean that he only means dvarim hamutarim. It would mean if he says explicitly, I won't eat kosher food, and I also won't eat nevelus atreifus, then that would be kolos. And now we have one general shvur that covers kosher food and nevelus atreifus, shkotzim or ravasin, and therefore the Chum say that he'll be pot and that he'll be chayev because the fact is he did include things that in which he's not mushba v'omim mahav Sinai, and Reb Shimon is going to pater him because he's Mushba V'Omim Mahav Sinai on these individual things. So that's one answer that Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan give. But Reish Lakish gives a different answer. E atamotze ella, the only way you can find that the Mishnah would work, that the Chachamim are going to say that he's going to be chayev a korban for breaking the shvur, even farish chatzi shir v'alibed rabbanon. One way would be if he explicitly says a chatzi shir. So like this again, chatzi shir osam an atorah, but he's not necessarily mushva v'omim mahav Sinai on it. So he could say a shvur that I won't eat a half a kazayis of nevelus atreifus. Now if he goes and eats that half kazayis, then the chachamim are saying that he's chay of a korban because he violated a shvur v'alibed rabbanon, and that would follow the chachamim. Or it could also be where he says stam, he says I won't eat nevelus atreifus, and therefore it could work according to Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, who says that he's chayav a korban even for less than a kazayis. Dama odom oisa atzma b'chol shuhu. Whereas we've been saying that Rabbi Akiva holds that a person can ask for himself in any amount. Now, the point is, we see, so what's the proof? The Yisach Daidach Ba'alma Kereb Shimon Svirlai, if Rabbi Akiva holds across the board in all cases that a person reads Chai of Malkus for even less than a Chatsi Shir, and that the whole concept of Halach Lamesh Misinai of a Kazayas applies only to a Korban, then what do you mean? According to that way of looking at it, how can you say that when he does Kol Shehu, that it would be according to Rabbi Akiva, he'd be chayav a korban. According to that possibility of how we'd look at Rabbi Akiva, we'd say a person is mushba ba'omen from Har Sinai on a chatzi shir, and therefore he can be chayav malchus even for a chatzi shir. The fact that we're not saying that, the fact that Reish Lakish is forced to say that the only way if you want to make that mission work according to Rabbi Akiva would be specifically in the case of Nedarim, and because only over there, Mefarish, That means Evelav Shmamin Abamu Kirabon and Smirle. That shows that Rabbi Akiva in general holds like a Chachamim. Chatsi Shir is Osir, fine, but it's not, it doesn't rise to the level of Malkus, or it doesn't rise to the level of Malkus unless he ate a Kazayas, and therefore he's not Mushba V'Omen for less than a Kazayas. Therefore, if he were to explicitly say, according to the Chachamim, I swear that I will not eat less than a Kazayas of Nevelis, or according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter whether he expresses it or not, because Rabbi Akiva, in our Mishnah, says that by Nedarim and Shavuos is different, then therefore that would be the case. We'd be Chayav a Korban, but otherwise, in general, we would say he's not Mushba V'Omen on less than a Kazayas, and therefore he can't get Malkus in other areas in the Torah less than a Kazayas. The Gemara is good. Shmamina, that is a solid proof. So therefore, that is the correct understanding of Rabbi Akiva. Not that he holds like Rabbi Shimon that a person is always chayav malchus for less than a kazayas, but rather that only in this one unique case of shavuos would he be chayav for less than a kazayas, either because the Gemara had said. Well, because, as he had said in the Mishnah, because where do we find that a person speaks and makes something also to himself and brings a korban, which Rashi had, again, where Rashi had understood that to mean that the fact is he did express, I won't eat, and therefore that can be taken to be less than a kazayas, or as Tosfos says, because the fact that he is able to create such a shavua, the fact that he's able to create such an isser makes it stronger than other kind of isurim, and therefore he can be chayav for less than a chatzishir, but not in other cases of the Torah.